It's the radio segment that challenged Keanu Reeves to a whoa-off. And they've been going back and forth saying whoa at each other for 90 straight months.
Wow.
Neither one is backing down, so I don't know who's going to win. Good news is everybody wins with Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser. This other whoa bros just don't. This first laser story is out of Utah. 36-year-old Carrie Clark looked everywhere but couldn't find her cat, Galena.
Aww,
she even put up signs in the neighborhood and made Facebook posts. But after 2 weeks, she was starting to lose hope.
Oh, no.
Until she got a phone call from a person who said, "I think you accidentally shipped your cat to Amazon."
What? What? What did you just say, Jeff?
Turns out Galena the cat loves hiding in boxes.
Oh, no.
And she was inside one that had some work boots in it that was later packaged up, dropped off, and returned to one of Amazon's warehouses.
No. Oh, my God.
Officials say the cat was in the box for 6 entire days.
No. Wait, is the cat okay?
No food and water in there before being discovered by an employee named Brandy, who immediately started caring for the cat.
Oh. Yeah, Brandy.
Galena lives.
She took her to the vet, who scanned her microchip and then helped reunite her back with her owner.
Hooray!
That's crazy. Out of all the people that touched that box, nobody heard a cat. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Carrie says she was stunned to get a call that she had traveled from Utah to California.
Can you imagine how guilty you would feel?
It's like a new age, Homeward Bound.
Yeah, exactly.
Thankfully, the kitty is recovering without any serious issues, and it's probably due to several lucky breaks. For example, the weather wasn't too hot or too cold during the trip.
Yeah.
The box was partially split open at one seam, allowing the cat enough air to breathe. And coincidentally, Brandy, the Amazon worker, knows all about cats and even rescues them on the side.
Aww.
Oh, that's just meant to be.
It was destined that the cat was shipped to Amazon.
She probably gets 10 cats shipped to her every single week, so nothing new for Brandy.
The cat's like, God, why are they shipping work boots? Couldn't it have been like fish or something they were shipping? I'm hungry.
This next laser story is out of Australia.
All right.
41-year-old Chloe Walker is a real estate agent who is at a multi-million dollar property that was being listed while preparing for an open house.
Fancy.
So the place had renters at the time, and Chloe was running around tidying a few things up.
Okay.
You know how messy it gets.
Yeah, yeah.
At one point, she noticed some bedding that was hanging out back to dry.
Okay.
Thought it looked really bad. So she balled it up, took it downstairs, and threw it on a shelf under a lamp.
Okay.
Well, 20 minutes later, a major fire broke out because the heat of that lamp caused the sheet to be engulfed in flames.
What? Wow.
And a majority of the house got burned down to the studs.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
So, very open house.
Extremely open concept.
As open as it gets, yeah.
This happened a few years back, and the case was just decided in court.
Oh, my God.
Partially because of Chloe's admission to the owner when it all happened.
Yeah.
Apparently, she called him and said, "Oh, my God, I think I burnt your house down."
Which
is pretty incriminating when you admit that over the phone.
She did do it, Jeff.
Yeah, and
true.
In the end, the court ruled that Chloe's negligence was at fault.
Oh, my God. So it is like if you break it, you buy it type of situation?
Sort of like that. I mean, she was trying to blame it on the hot lamp that the renters owned. The court disagreed.
Okay.
In the end, the company she worked for was ordered to pay damages to both the homeowner and the renters who lost all of their belongings in the fire.
Oh,
but
dang.
Good on her. It was the company and not her that had to pay it. So
thankfully.
I'm guessing she's not probably selling too many houses.
Probably not. This next laser story is out of celebrity world.
Hey, I live here now. I know Eddie better, so.
Yeah.
So let me guess, one of my friends?
It's not your friend, Jose. Aww. There's been a lot of talk about Jennifer Lopez's career and how it's tanking right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's like canceling tour dates because she can't sell tickets.
Wasn't her movie bad or something?
Her movie was a hot mess.
Her movie's been bad, though?
No, but
this
literally
bad.
I mean, the wedding planner one was pretty good.
Yeah, I did
that
like that one.
That was
nice.
Let's give her a little bit of credit.
Cute.
A lot of problems with all of her new stuff, like you guys were saying, with the tour dates and low ticket sales. Her new album, This Is Me Now, severely underperformed.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she had an album, so that's bad.
Gosh.
So what's causing all of this? One brand expert says it all started in 2022 with the Super Bowl documentary Halftime, where J-Lo griped about having to share the stage with Shakira.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I think she was trying to make a point that Shakira and her could both hold up the Super Bowl on their own, but it did come across as kind of whiny.
They said, quote, her grievance about it wasn't expressed eloquently and made her seem unlikable.
Yeah. You suck.
No. Yeah.
But
wait, was that Ben?
Was that somebody heckling in the back?
The same expert thinks she's also suffering from Ben Affleck's resting sad face.
Anytime they're together, I'm like, why does he look miserable?
No, she looks miserable. They always look like they're fighting.
Yeah. No.
In all the paparazzi pictures, in car rides with Ben, curbside arguments with him, anytime they get fast food together, for some reason, even if they're really, really happy, both of them, Ben and Jen, look miserable in the tabloids.
Aww. Well, and they keep doing interviews where they're like, no, we swear we're happy. And it's like, the more they say it, the harder it is to believe, you know?
Some writers are now calling it RBF, resting Bennifer face.
Oh, absolutely.
And they say it's definitely affecting both of their careers negatively.
Wow.
Oh, man. It is true. I mean, we haven't seen a lot from Ben either since they got back
that
together.
That Dunkin' commercial, though.
Yeah.
That
was
amazing. Going for that.
That was good. That was really good.
This next laser story is out of Take a Holiday headquarters.
Yes, please.
Some people think about their next vacation when they're burned out at work. Others start thinking about it while they're sipping Mai Tais on the beach during their existing vacay.
Oh, my God. That's
yes! Yes!
I am constantly telling Michael, okay, next time we're going here.
Because it inspires more.
Yes.
Yeah. While you're on vacation.
I love travel. I love it.
We haven't even checked into the hotel yet, bro.
I know.
But a lot of people are with you. A new survey confirmed about 40% of Americans say they're always thinking about their next trip while on their current one.
Yep. Dude, I search Airbnb just to see.
I'm always searching for flights for fun.
The average person spent 11 days on vacation last year and is hoping to spend 15 days this year.
Oh, good for you.
Another stat, about 80% of people would be interested in a do-nothing vacation where they sit by the pool, beach, or even inside just reading a book or relaxing.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's an active vacation for me. I went outside today out of the hotel room. I'm at the pool now. I'm at the beach now. That's,
oh, my God. It gives me so much anxiety. I'm like, we didn't do anything today. We have to make it up for it tomorrow.
Oh, no.
This is why your husband doesn't want to do the future vacation.
We're scuba diving at 6 a.m., kids. Let's go.
They didn't ask about staycations, but the nice thing about going somewhere else is that it's easier to separate from your usual chores and your obligations, even if you're not actually going into the office.
It's true. Yeah.
Which is something this guy has a hard time doing, because when he travels, he has to bring his entire home with him on his back. It is a TSA nightmare.
Yeah, I bet.
Shoes off. All the turtles, shoes off.
That's the sound of him getting cavity searched at the O'Hare Airport once again.
Dang.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.